Hey,
welcome to Hopscotch.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
Jim, let me give you a slight history lesson. 308 years and 14 days ago today, and I'm not going to give a qualifier like perhaps or possibly, I'm going to say the most important person in United States history was born.
And I know the answer to the question, but I'll ask it anyway.
That, of course, is Benjamin Franklin.
Indeed it is.
And I am not going to tell you why, at least not yet. But, you know, Ben Franklin, statesman, very influential in the writing of the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers, all of that, you know, 1776, the musical type of stuff, which he was the best character in the play.
I didn't see the play, but
It's fabulous. If you ever get a chance.
Although, Kim and I are patrons of the theater. We attended the theater this evening with you.
And it was a fabulous show.
Wasn't
I had
it great?
A wonderful time.
Absolutely.
You know, my youngest son enjoyed himself thoroughly.
He sure did.
Abigail was spectacular. Yeah. The whole thing was wonderful. It was a great night. This is the first podcast that I can recall we do without a giant meal before it.
This is true. That's because Abby had the play tonight.
That's right.
Yeah, her middle school play. And she did a fabulous job. All the kids did a great job.
Yes.
It was a good time.
So, anyways, let's fast forward to 8 years and 14 days ago today.
Okay.
You and I were introduced to the best beer we had ever tasted.
Yeah.
And what we had begrudgingly come to realize in the years after that was that we're never going to get to taste that beer again.
Mm.
And then, as you noted in our, I believe it was our Cardew podcast.
Well, it came up during Cardew, where we were talking about a lot of things.
And then
we said we'll probably never have that again.
So 2 weeks ago, we were discussing during the Yamazaki podcast that Custom Brew, CB Brew Company, formerly known as Custom Brew Crafters,
right. That's a tough one to adjust.
For a very limited release, was making a small batch of Poor Richard's Ale.
Mm-hmm.
And
we took time out of our work day.
And we were probably the very first people there that day
to
buy this beer.
Yeah.
The more I taste out of that place, the more I like.
Yeah.
And it's just...
It's been a long time since we've been there, too.
And we used to go religiously. You know, in this summer when we can spend some more time in the Southern Tier, I think we'll have to be more frequent flyers.
I think we should get back to our roots. Absolutely.
And
I'm ashamed to say that after all that excitement and that hype, and we did drink some of this prior to sitting down tonight to do this podcast, but it's taken us 2 weeks to sit down and actually properly review the Poor Richard's Ale. But that is what is on tap, so to speak, for
this evening.
Okay.
Well, Jim, please do the honors.
We have the Good Growler tonight.
Absolutely.
This is the German one, I believe.
We did abruptly buy 5 growlers of Poor Richard's Ale that day.
That's the most we've bought at one time, I believe.
That's the most I think we've ever bought a single type of beer. We've probably had 5 growlers of various
But gifts, never, mostly. Yeah.
Sometimes gifts, but yeah, this is easily a 5 growler occasion.
Yeah, I would say, So here we go. This is the good brown glass growler, really big, really heavy, with the pewter handle and the ceramic stopper and the big metal clamp holding it down.
Old Ben gets nothing but the best
from
us. It's nice. It's still got a little pop to the top. I like it.
That was a great pour, too. Like it's right up to the top.
Yeah, let me hold this up.
You got your frosted mug. Get your terrible towel here.
That's all right. May as well use it for something productive. Still got plenty of life to it. You still got a good quarter inch of snow on the mountaintop there. It's looking nice. Now, the Poor Richard's is a nice, heavy... Would you call it a porter? Well, they call it an ale, but it's certainly not.
It drinks like an amber to me.
Yeah, I could say that.
But it's pretty dark and thick. I'd say it's even darker than an amber.
It's a dark caramelly color, would you say?
Yeah.
And it's got a nice, I'm not going to say thick, but it's got a complete head to it that stays with it for a little while. It's a light caramel color. And
it's very hoppy. It's a good caramel smell to it.
It smells very hoppy. It smells like a good porter. To me, it does. What sold us on this, those many years ago, was that first sip.
Absolutely. To Ben.
To Ben.
Ah. Now, you had a much sharper recollection of this. When we got to CP that Friday afternoon, the day it was released, well, before we drank our sample, you had said that the Fat Ox at the museum where we play baseball is very, very similar to this. And I guess my recollection wasn't quite that sharp. I mean, I thought it was similar, but I didn't realize how similar.
It's very similar.
When we were discussing that at the brewery, the gentleman who was pouring for us pointed out that they're, in effect, the same recipe. The only different ingredient is they use molasses in the Ben Franklin Poor Richards, whereas they use brown sugar in the Fat Ox Ale.
That's like six, one half dozen the other in some people's eyes. But there are severe differences in the taste.
This is sweeter.
This is sweeter, and the finish is cooler and shorter. You don't have the lingering bitters like you do with the Fat Ox.
With the Fat Ox.
Fat Ox is a fabulous beer.
Oh, it is. It's always been one of my favorites from the moment I first tasted it.
And I think, and you know, not having a Fat Ox in front of me, it's hard to say. I think the color of a Fat Ox might be a little bit lighter.
It might be.
As I said at the time when we first had it, wow, this is the best beer I've ever had. Mm-hmm. And what did I tell you that day going into Brewcrafters, how nervous I was? I go, you know, mm-hmm. 8 years ago, this was the best beer I ever had. I'd hate for it to not be now. It does not disappoint.
No.
I
shared your concern that it might not live up to our fond memory of it, but as soon as we tasted it, we both looked at each other with that same knowing look that, no, this is as good as we remembered it. So.
This is why Ben Franklin decided that beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy, because he could make this beer. Mm-hmm. This is a fabulous beer.
This is. Now, when this is gone, perhaps forever, we don't know.
Perhaps. But, you know, I mean, if I have to wait another 8 years...
Well, it'll be worth it.
And I can still always drink that Fat Ox. Because mm-hmm. that Fat Ox is a... I mean, when we first got that at the museum, not only was it beer, it was a great beer.
Yes, it was.
In fact, I believe at the time I said, this might be the second best beer I've ever had.
I think you did say that, actually.
So, Jim, I think we got to wrap this up a little bit on the short side today.
Well, there's not a lot more we could say, except this is definitely worth it. If you can get the Poor Richard's Ale... anywhere in the country, if anybody's making it.
Anywhere, anytime. Yeah. If you hear that phrase uttered, you'll say, bartender, I'll take 5 growlers, please.
Yes, as many as you can,
exactly.
as you can get.
I'm quite sure they're probably all run out by now.
Probably, because it did take us a while to sit down and record this.
But
you know, the Fat Ox Ale is
made by CB. The Fat Ox Ale is a good comparison.
It's made by CB.
It's made
for
by the
museum.
Right, and it's... a similar recipe.
And as I understand it, I think you can get growlers at various supermarkets around the area.
I believe you're correct. So, Jim, back on my very first point, you do know why Ben Franklin is the greatest American of all time.
Of course.
Of course.
Because he created this beer.
You know, God bless America.
And God bless Benjamin Franklin. Happy birthday, Ben.
Hey, better late than never.
All right, so that about does it for this edition of Hopscotch. Bill, you're going in under the knife here in a couple of weeks, so this is really your deadline.
It is.
For thinning your blood in such a way that we are tonight.
Yep, I'm glad we did a beer, because when we get into the bottles of scotch, I sometimes get a little carried away.
It's easy to do.
Right.
So you're going to be down for a little while, and...
I think so.
We do have another scotch that we've recorded that we can post in the meantime.
Wow, way back in the day.
Yeah, we recorded it quite a while ago.
It'll be interesting to hear what that sounds
Other like. Things kept coming up, which is why this one never made it to being posted yet.
My best estimate would be within a month or so we'll be back in our regular rotation.
All right.
Well, a month after my surgery, which is still a couple weeks off.
Still a few weeks away. So we're talking about 6 weeks or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, we're talking mid-March.
Yeah. All right, so God bless you. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And
well, Jim, and you know what? I got to say this, though. You're not, but in a part way you are, hosting your first big Super Bowl party this coming weekend.
Oh, well, I'm helping Kim, yeah.
Yes.
Over at Kim's house.
I am so looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am too, actually.
And, you know, you guys do so much for us.
And usually you're the one feeding us, so.
Ah, well, but that's what I like to do.
Well, Ed, I like to make chili, so that's the one thing I really enjoy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to chili. What do we got?
A couple of kinds of chili.
A couple kinds of chili coming over. I got just a little snack tray that we're going to bring down.
That'll be perfect. That's
and fine. Then, you know, we got a few different kinds of dips coming. And
We'll have a dessert, too.
And I will say that I like to think that Super Bowl last year was when you and Kim got together.
Well, you're absolutely right. Yeah, we're coming up on a year. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What is it we always say, Joe? Life is good, my friend.
Indeed. So that about does it for Hopscotch.
It does. I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim. And thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.